Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. And this week we've been looking at how Jesus, a man who walked on this earth, was actually God. We looked at a passage from the introduction to the Gospel of John, which uses some beautiful poetic language to describe who Jesus is. And it introduced this idea of the Logos, the Word, a concept that would have been familiar to both Jews and Greeks. They both had different philosophies called the Word, and they both would have recognized John talking about the Word as saying something about the essence of life, the thing that holds all life together. Whether Jew or Greek, they would have had a sense the Logos meant that. And so John started talking about this Logos and how this Logos, the Word, became flesh. That was what would have changed everything. For a while there, he wasn't saying anything new. Jews and Greeks would both say, yep, the word is, you know, essence of life, that's great. But then for John to actually say no, and the Word actually became a human being, that was new. That was new philosophy. Nobody had ever said that before. And yet, here he was saying that the Word wasn't just a personality, wasn't just personified, but rather the Word became flesh, became human, became Jesus. Now, he didn't just enter the flesh and kind of hang out with us for a while. Jesus actually lived among us. The word the Bible uses here is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Or another way to interpret it is that he tabernacled among us. When we actually look at the original words in the Bible, he tabernacled among us, which basically means he pitched a tent here. He lived here. Tabernacle in particular described the movable tent that was a precursor to the Jerusalem temple. God's presence on earth was meant to be focused on the temple for the Jews. And before they settled in the promised land, they had a portable version of that, the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. That tabernacle was where God's presence rested on earth. And now it's saying that the Word of God tabernacled among us. He came and he actually lived here. He pitched a tent and lived among us. Some people like to interpret it, like the Message Bible, that he moved into the neighborhood. This time, God dwelt in the tabernacle not as a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire or something that only one person could see at a time, the great high priest, but rather he dwelt among us as the most accessible, familiar thing possible, a human. A real human, not just looking like a human, but a real human being, born as a baby, growing into a boy and a man. Now, John makes a point of saying that the world, you know, he came into the world, the creator of the world came here, and yet his own people didn't know him. They rejected him. That's the irony of all this, is that God actually stood among us, and lots of people didn't notice or outright rejected him. After all this, you know, he grew up to be a man and he went public with his ministry and he started preaching about the kingdom of God and he ended up dying a criminal's death on a cross. The tragedy is that the majority of the world went back to its business at that point, studying the Word of God, studying philosophy, trying to find God, trying to find meaning, trying to find the Word, the Logos, when in fact he had been standing right in front of us. So many people missed it. They were so busy studying for the exam that they missed it. Like in the story I mentioned on Monday. The world was still looking for God, as if nothing had changed. But had it? In fact, everything had changed. John says, right in this introduction to the Gospel of John, "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God." John is saying that this didn't go completely unnoticed. Although the majority of the world moved on, kept looking for God, even though he'd been right there, there were those who received him with open hearts and who Jesus then adopted into the family of God. So these incredible events didn't go completely unnoticed, and you know about them now, and it's a question of what you'll do with them. So here's a question for you to explore today. Why do you think so many people didn't recognize or outright rejected God when he appeared as human flesh? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.